Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
About 1 million people are expected to line the route of the Boston Marathon on Monday. As they are watching the race in Boston, someone will be watching them, as Boston Police Deputy Superintendent William Ridge says video surveillance is a huge part of the marathon security plan.
We've got a lot of cameras out there. We're going to be watching, you know, the portions in Boston, particularly Boylston Street, the finish line.
That's where the two bombs went off 2 years ago. Video surveillance helped authorities identify the bombing suspects. But as WBUR's Kurt Nickisch reports, some worry about how far police could go with video in the long run.
On the roof of a tall office building overlooking the finish line, workers are installing a high-definition video camera.
That's pretty much it, so we should be able to fire this up.
They work for Lantel Communications. The Norwood company is a contractor for Boston police and marathon organizers.
Yep, you're all green. You're all green. Good to go.
At a satellite office, a software technician is linking the cameras into a computer network. Project manager Eric Johnson shows me how police can remotely watch and control the cameras.
I'm zooming in on the infield at Fenway Park.
He uses a laptop to swivel and zoom an HD video camera installed on a building in Kenmore Square.
Kind of amazing because you can see home plate. Like, I could probably tell from this camera if the pitch is low and outside.
Yes, you could. Absolutely.
The same way your TV at home has gotten so much better, so have video cameras. Johnson says cheaper bandwidth and data storage make it easier to record more and better video.
The wow factor in 2004 was to be able to see a camera on a computer. Now, a lot of the law enforcement, that wow factor is gone. It's like, okay, I can see the image, but what can you do for me beyond that?
There's a lot they can do. Boston has programmed cameras to automatically turn toward the sound of gunshots. Ideally, the software, Johnson says, could alert police when crowds form or when a certain suspect is recognized by a camera.
They are not in every neighborhood, but I think they should be.
Not everyone agrees.
Yeah, well, right where we're standing, we can see four separate surveillance cameras.
That's Cade Crockford with the American Civil Liberties Union of Massachusetts, and she's outside the old State House. This is where, in 1761, arguments against British warrants inspired the American Revolution and the Fourth Amendment limiting search and seizure. Crockford says she understands the need for surveillance at a big public event like the Boston Marathon.
That doesn't trigger privacy concerns. What does trigger privacy concerns is the city of Boston installing a network of cameras, some in residential neighborhoods, that enable law enforcement to track individual people from the moment that we leave our homes in the morning until the moment we return at night, seeing basically everywhere we went and everything that we did.
Boston police won't say how many cameras are already in the city's network or how many new ones are going up for the marathon, but some of them will stay online afterward.
That picture was taken just as the first bomb went off.
We're in the office of Ed Davis. He was Boston's police commissioner 2 years ago during the marathon bombing attacks. Davis says dramatic video footage was crucial to winning a guilty verdict.
The video exists. The question now is, how do we protect people's rights in the everyday application of the technology that's already on the street?
Davis says the answer is to be vigilant. In Boston, the city that runs a marathon on Patriots Day, commemorating the revolutionary battles at Lexington and Concord, the right balance between public security and personal liberty is an ongoing search. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Kurt Nickisch.